I'll just share a couple of things briefly before another brother shares something. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 22. It says, "Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, and in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily is my deep concern for all the churches." Do you see a difference here between the old covenant prophets and a new covenant Christian? Paul had experienced a lot of persecution and struggle and, you know, personal affliction. But yet, he was not consumed with himself. He was still concerned about other people, about how the church was doing. Can you imagine how many scars he had on his back? 39 times 5. Those are the laid scars on his back. His back would have been basically a testimony of what he's lived. The guy was stoned and left for dead. And yet he's concerned about the church. That's Jesus in him. That's the Holy Spirit of Christ within that man. And so we see a difference between how the old covenant, you know, Jonah was more concerned about himself, not about the church, not about people repenting. And we see the difference between, you know, it says the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And there was a man that says, "What's the greatest commandment?" He asked Jesus, Jesus says, "Well, what does it say?" And he says, "Well, love your neighbor as yourself. And love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "You are not far." He knew the right answer, but he was just a little outside still. He wasn't far. So how does that love, you know, how can we have that love? Come to Jesus. Get born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, so we can see how the letter here kills in Romans 13. We can see in verse 8, Romans 13, 8, it says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, love your neighbor as yourself. For love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." In James, it talks about the royal law. You know, if you really fulfill the royal law, you do well, which is love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the royal law. And even when, you know, I find that challenging, convicting, you know, when we have personal trials, personal difficulties, to not just think about my own problems, my own trials. You know, look at Paul. Is that possible in our lives? 100%. That's the Holy Spirit at work. And so when we see that, we don't say, "Oh, you know, I'm not like that. I'm, you know," and just get down to discouraged. No, there's from glory to glory. We can pray, "Lord, change me. I'm not going to get in a pit of despair because I'm not like Paul. No, I want to become like Jesus. I'm going to follow Paul as he follows Christ. And Jesus can change me." You know, Paul went through a struggle in Romans 7. And I believe that was after the Damascus Road experience. Because before that, he was concerned about killing Christians and outward things. And here, when the law came, says in Romans 7, it says, you know, you shall not covet. And he was like, it produced a battle. Flesh lust against spirit, spirit against flesh. There was a battle. You know, don't covet. That word covet means lust also. And so it was an inward thing. And he was struggling with getting the victory. And what he didn't want to do, he was wanting to do. And so some people can get caught in that place and stay in that pattern. But that's not where we need to stay. That's not where God wants us to stay. But when we come to the place where we say, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus. Through Jesus Christ. That's who's going to deliver me from that place. So even after he, you know, Damascus Road, he had that battle, but he came to that place of Romans 8, where Jesus set him free by the Holy Spirit, where he could take those thoughts captive, and he could give that victory over the covetousness. And so, you know, in that place in Romans 7, it's hard to love people because you're still battling with the inward. You're still battling with, I don't want to lust, I don't want to covet, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Oh, someone's hurting over there. Well, I got my own battles here. No. Now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now I'm free to love people. I can come to Jesus. He can set me free, give me life, help me to love others, think of others better than myself. Think of others instead of myself. Think of my wife. Think of, for wives, think of your husbands, rather than get stuck on thinking about us, our own selves. That is the new covenant. That is the love that he can put in our hearts, that royal law of love, and it only comes from Christ, because Christ, he gave us an example, and as he laid down his life for the brethren, we also ought to lay down ours, because what did he do for us? He laid down his life for us. So I don't have to be caught in such a pit of despair where I'm so worried about my own problems. Oh, man, I just got stoned. Guys, you know, I got stoned. You guys should have pity on me. I got whipped 39 times, 5 times. You know, you guys should be feeling sorry for me. No, at night I cry because the church is not doing well. I cry to Jesus to help the people, that they would have victory, that they would move from these Corinthians would move from being babes in Christ, where they're just fighting all the time. They're just saying, hey, I'm going to follow Paul, I'm going to follow Apollos, but no, I'm going to follow Christ. There's a difference. And so we can come to him to be completely free. And a lot of people, you know, will go through that stage. I believe everyone will go through that stage. I went through that stage, and you can even go back to that where you're like battling so much in your mind and just hard to think about anyone but yourself. But know that that's not the place that Jesus has us to stay. He wants us to move from that place in faith and to be completely free. Get into Romans 8. You know, who is going to deliver me from this body of death? Jesus. Now I don't have to be in condemnation. I am set free to love him, to love people, and just give him thanks all the way. Give him thanks all the way. It's all Jesus. And, yeah, to have concern for others, have concern for my spouse and for my children and for other people. You know, for me, I can be like, okay, well, I've got a concern for my family. Well, then, you know, there's some struggles, and I'm so concerned about them. But what about just outside of that circle? You know, what about all of you? Do I have concern for you guys when I'm struggling with my trials and my family? That's where Jesus wants to take me.